Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. As we do, we're going to talk a little bit about combat pistol craft and some other stuff with the one, the only. He is the head of Combat Speed LLC. His name is Super Dave Harrington. How you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
You know, one thing we've never, I'm good, but one thing we've never talked about is the way we dress.
Okay, clothing's super important, man.
So where does this start? I mean, like, I see, you live in Florida, I live in South Carolina. During the summer, it seems like it's a race to see how little we can get by with.
Right.
Although I never go beyond tennis shoes. For the most part, which nowadays most combat boots seem to emulate tennis shoes to a certain degree, and a lot of combat boots seem to emulate, or tennis shoes seem to emulate combat boots in certain ways, but much better for that nowadays. But how would one, and let's look at the two ways one would, now let's just talk about the armed defender, and we're going to make the presumption they're carrying concealed. So how do you advocate most of these guys do this, or do you even have a position on that? How do you do it?
I just depending on the weather and the environment, dress accordingly, but put a G26 in my pocket. It's about as wide as I go.
With the G26, I still haven't gone to shoot the Glock 19. I have no excuse except I've got things happening, and I think that you know what they are. But still haven't shot the Glock 19 yet. But I'm thinking if I do shoot the Glock 19 and the things I employ when I do it work for me, then I might take another look at the Glock 26, because the Glock 26 has always been a favorite of mine. As long as I do one thing to it, I got to put a +2 base plate on it, not just so I have a place for my pinky. I just want my full hand on it. Is that how you carry it?
On the 26 mag, you put a 2-round mag extension.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it perfect for me.
Is that how you carry yours?
My reserve mags have extensions on them, but the mag, when I keep the standard mag in the gun in my pocket.
Because it's easier to conceal it that way.
Well, yeah, easier to get it out of my pocket that way, too.
Yeah. What about when you're carrying your Glock 45?
I'm normally gunned up, and what I mean by that is, I have a full belt rig on, which consists of 4 mag holders on my left side, 2 mag holders, worn on my right side in front of the holster, you know, with a G45. And that gives me a total of five reserve mags, six to include the one in the gun. The open reserve mag holder is in the event I have to unload and clear my pistol for any reason, I have a mag holder for the mag that's in the gun or was in the gun. I normally carry at least two blades, like a good size, about a 4.5-inch blade, utility blade, and a smaller, you know, multi-blade pocket knife. I carry a tack light to put on the pistol if I anticipate that need. I carry a handheld just because, you know, kind of a utility slash a multitask light. I know you're not supposed to use a fighting light for utility purposes, but, you know, in the defender realm, what are you going to do? You know, you're going to use it more for admin stuff than fighting.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and, light. You know, you got the pistol light as a backup, too. You know, and you can use a weapons-mounted light as a handheld as well. Doesn't matter.
I'm trying to find something that I could stick on my belt with a mag next to a mag carrier.
That well, my light... about the carrier I made back in the day, right?
Yes, you did. But I mean, nobody sells those that I found yet.
Somebody to produce something like that. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, and let's just take a moment to talk about that. I'm sure. Do you ever go to anybody and say, "Listen, I got this idea. You want to help me with it?" I mean, has it ever occurred to you to do some sort of a collaboration with somebody?
No, I've done some individual projects, but never a collaboration.
I bet you
got somebody in mind?
I would look at Tough Gear, Tough Line.
Right.
I mean, Steve does stuff with them.
That off Steve and see what he says.
Yeah, well, I've been working on one on and off for a bag line that I call Sheep's Clothing because it just doesn't look like any sort of a bag, but it's completely geared towards a fast presentation of a handgun.
Right.
And we're in the prototype stages, but what you're describing, I would imagine that you could just have, like, some sort of little pouch that would work with a, you know, a belt loop that go on your belt and stick the gun light in there. And if it's some of these just will pop on and finger tighten on and work as long as you need them to work.
Right, exactly.
So I have been thinking about that. And but nobody makes one of those that I know of yet to go along with the copious amounts. Now, and you may not get full time to answer this, but now for all of this, if you got four magazines on your belt and your gun, I would imagine your belt is really
a legit gun belt.
Yeah. So with your belt, are you using a leather belt or are you using a?
I use both. I have. I almost said Kydex belt. it's a heavy Cordura, and it's got like a rib in it, like a backbone to the belt.
Yeah.
And my other belts are leather belts. As a matter of fact, it's the leather belt that you can purchase from White Knuckler brand, and I want to say it's 1.75 inches wide, and it's 1/8 inch thick.
Hang on
and
for
it
me.
It's a perfect gun belt.
Hang on for me. We're going to talk a little more gear when we get back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. His website is combatspeed.com. It is a work in progress, but for those of you that want to train with a man that a lot of trainers go to, you should check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. Speaking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, we're talking about the way you dress, the way you set your stuff up, the way you're setting your stuff up. Which is your prime, like you were just talking about the pocket pistol. Is that that's when you're lightest and trying to stay coolest?
Right. Exactly. You know, I've never stressed over the fact, you know, that if somebody sees a pistol in my pocket, big deal, you know? Nobody's ever pointed it out or said anything to me about it. You know,
one thing that I've noticed, and I ask my wife this, in South Carolina they just passed a law to where we can carry in the open if we have a concealed carry permit. And that was primarily put in place, I think, to keep us, because if we inadvertently flashed our gun, if we raised our arm up and the butt of our pistol flashed or something, we were breaking the law. So now we're not lawbreakers now. And I still carry concealed. I do not carry out in the open. But, you know, I don't really think most people even process that in their head when they're looking at somebody going, is he wearing a gun? Unless it's like a police officer who's, you know, he's got that big Sam Brown belt on that has, 60 pounds of stuff on it, which that's hard to miss. But, you know. I don't think people observe as well as they probably should.
That's a good point. The only time anybody's ever said anything to me about me having a gun was when I accidentally was carrying a medium heavy box, and I went to put it under my left arm, and I caught the lip of one of my mags, reserve mags, with the edge of the box, so when I put the box under my arm, it drugged the mag out of the holder and fell on the floor.
Right.
And this little old lady looks at me, and she looked at the mag first, and then she looks at me and she says, "You're carrying a gun." And I'm like, "Yes, ma'am." And I just bent over, picked the mag up, put it away, and went on about my business. And that was it. That's just the once in my life that, you know, that's ever happened.
But, so in Florida, what is that? If you inadvertently flashed a gun, are you breaking the law in Florida?
I have no idea. That's something I need to get an answer for, man. I've never looked that up. Primarily, I guess, because in my mind, I've never been concerned about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's one for the homework tonight. I can't remember having read anything about that. I'm not sure. I thought I was pretty much up on, Florida state law.
Well, in South Carolina, the concealed carry permit class is primarily, the classroom part of it is what you can't do.
Right. Include that, yeah.
Yeah, so used to be lots of what we couldn't do's involved in that. So we had to pay attention to that part of it. But I'm just wondering.
Well, coming back to the gear, man, clothing, the one thing, you know, and I'm talking about beyond the specialty clothing of, you know, I'm wearing a gun somewhere. Other than signature clothing, your clothing, based on your physicality, should allow for a complete and total range of physical motion. Now, granted, you know, your physicality, and it's not just your physical conditioning or what kind of shape you're in, it's your flexibility. How flexible are you? For example, you know, for me, with the mileage I've got on the combat chassis, you know, getting into the prone's not a problem. Getting out of it's problematic. Certainly dependent on the terrain.
Yeah.
But gloves. I just did an Instagram post on, are you familiar with Mechanics gloves?
I am.
You know, you find them in automotive shops and stuff like that. And they used to be pretty popular. I've used them off and on for years, but they never really came across with a good shooting glove. Well, they have now.
Really? Okay.
And I scored a couple of pairs of them. They're called it's a 0.5 millimeter material, and they're high dexterity gloves. And that's on the label, and it's perfectly legit. No break-in period required. Put them on, go to work.
Yep.
That easy. Well, I mean, you know, provided you're used to wearing gloves, working with guns.
I am. That's one of the problems. That's also one of the problems I have with Glock, because Glock has such a small trigger guard. And the gloves, heretofore, what you're referencing about them being so thin is that if you can get one that's a really low profile on your hand to where it's still protective, but at the same time it's not really big and thick and loose and everything else, that is quite helpful when sticking your finger in the trigger guard.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not so much a weather issue either. You know, most legit organizations, you know, from a work standpoint, gloves are, wearing gloves is a SOP. Yeah. You know, they help protect you against flash burns. You know, some protect you against, you know, being cut or punctured. They protect you from secondary projectiles generated by ballistic breaching. You know, cooking off of early flashbang or something. And worst case scenario, even if you do take a hit, you know, the glove will at least kind of hold your hand together.
Yeah. Hang on for me. I want to get a little deeper into this because you just opened up my head to a bunch of other stuff. Because we're going to take this a step further. We're going to talk about what you do when you travel. Because then when you travel, now you're putting yourself into, you're out there longer. But you can find Dave on Facebook. He has two pages. His personal page is Dave Harrington. You'll catch some really, really mean guitar riffs there. And his commercial page is Super Dave Harrington. Go check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three top defense officials from the Biden administration continue to testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee today about the United States withdrawal from Afghanistan. Mississippi Republican Senator Roger Wicker asked Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about America's credibility following the Afghanistan withdrawal.
You testified that was a great accomplishment, our withdrawal and our evacuation. What about our credibility?
As I engage my counterparts, I think our credibility remains solid.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, disagrees, claiming the nation's credibility is damaged. consumer confidence hitting a seven-month low, the consumer confidence index falling nearly 6 points in September due to the spread of the coronavirus Delta variant. This is USA Radio News. Home prices keep soaring. The latest S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index shows a nearly 20% jump over July of last year. It's the fourth straight month the index has set a new high. Phoenix leading the list of 20 cities with a 32% jump in home prices. San Diego and Seattle rounding out the top three. All 20 cities measured by the index posted home price increases in July. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is talking about raising the nation's debt ceiling as Congress struggles to figure out exactly how to do that.
This is not about future spending. This is about to pay the bills that were incurred.
California Democrat admitting Congress is struggling on the issue and saying timing among these things is under consideration. Her comments were made after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen sent a letter to Pelosi. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and we've been talking about the way you can dress and everything, and the way you should dress and do a few things, and then we just got on the subject of gloves, and that just made me think that there's some of this stuff that's out there that, I mean, I don't know about you, but like with me, when I get on the road, I pack a kit. I would suppose you pack a kit as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah? So as far as the stuff that you're wearing, not the guns and the gear and everything, but just the clothing you're wearing, or the clothing you may take, or the things you may add to the mix, what do you take with you?
Well, it really, you know, I got a task organized, man. What type of trip are you talking about? A work trip? A travel trip?
Because well, like
different.
A,
you know,
well,
it's going to be different.
Well, for me, I'm thinking about any sort of trip where I'm like 2 hours away from the house. So to where if something pops in front of me that
right.
I need to be able to call upon a few things that I may have with me.
Right. Okay, the bare minimums. There is no bare minimum, you know, like if I'm driving, if I'm road tripping. Trust me, bro, I have full kit. Whatever your imagination wants to put in that full kit, it's there. Now, when I'm flying, it's a different story. I have, you know, I always take gun gear with me, and I have, you know, you basically call it a utility box. But I have and take my standard everyday carry, my EDC, with me. That's my minimum. The problem is having access to it. You know what I mean? Once it's in the aerial system, you're kind of hosed.
Right.
So it depends, you know, it just depends on, you know, timing is everything, I guess, in that respect, having access to your gear. But I got to bust you out on something, man. It's bothering me.
Okay, go.
At the beginning of the broadcast, you got the Sneaky Pete dude talking about, you know, broadcasting from an undisclosed location. And, dude, you busted yourself out with the radio dot, or the guns.com radio studio thing.
Yeah, but, I mean, it sounds impressive, though, doesn't it?
Well, dude, it depends on who's listening to it, I reckon.
Well, I guarantee you this, there is not another radio studio like mine. Because right now, around my in my radio studio, I've got three armor plate setups. I've got DMR. I've got a couple of pistol
rock
configurations.
Right there.
Got a pistol here. I mean, everything that I have as far as guns is concerned is in the studio with me.
Very cool.
So
I
mean,
know how the radio works, though. You know, so you could be practically anywhere on the face of the planet.
That is correct.
Now that I think about it.
Anywhere that I have power and an internet connection to send. See, right now,
yep.
I'm in South Carolina. My network is in Minnesota. And Minnesota is catching this from me in real time, and they in turn send it to something called Westwood One, which is like the hub of the wheel for syndicated radio. And then that goes out to the various radio stations that carry the show.
Right, like a booster or something.
So we're just bouncing all over the place.
Excellent, man. Well, coming back on point.
Yeah.
I do want to shine a little more light on gloves. If your work environment doesn't require gloves, that's cool. But you still need to have good shooting gloves for inclement weather or cold weather. You know what I mean? Or cool weather.
Right.
You know, have some good cold weather gloves that you can pull off, but, you know, have some, I just call them thin skins, you know, shooting gloves, and know how to operate your guns with the gloves on your hands. Don't take it for granted.
Right.
You know, the thing about wearing gloves is, you know, immediately what should come to mind is you're immediately desensitized from, you know, and removed from the pistol or the carbine by that layer of material. So you're going to be desensitized right off the bat. Then it's a matter of, you know, fit and function of the gloves themselves. So they, in turn, do not become caught up or hung up on your firearms. You see what I mean?
Well, yeah, I always try to find gloves that are almost too small. Because I don't want to have
it. You know, if it's a good shooting glove, they'll be made to fit.
I tried Oakley because when I was in the military, our shooting gloves were the leather shells with the wool inserts.
Oh, yeah.
We had the over mitten with the finger trigger, on the mitten. But, I mean, most of us.
Then we got high speed and went to flight gloves.
Well, yeah, but I was out by the time that happened. I was already out by the time they went to flight gloves. So in the 80s, we were cutting the index finger tip off of our leather glove and our woolen glove so that our trigger finger could actually find the trigger of our rifle.
Right, exactly.
Because those were, you know, that was a two-glove system. You wouldn't have felt you'd have to stick your hands in a fire and leave them there for a little bit just to get that to get to feel that. Those were some serious gloves back in those days. And nowadays, I mean, one of the things I like about today's gloves is they're heat resistant. And I run a lot of, it seems like some of these AR-15s that I get a hold of, they transmit heat sort of.
Well, we do enough work. I always encourage people to do enough work with your guns to get them hot and know what it is.
Right.
To run hot guns. And depending on what you're firing, it may hit different. From being cold to warming up to being hot.
Yeah, I recommend a good pair of gloves. But the thing I'm bringing up is for me, and I haven't had any joints or anything replaced yet. And I don't know that I ever will. But for me, I have found that if I add to my kit a good pair of gloves, a good pair of elbow pads, and a good pair of knee pads. Which we never had in the 80s. We didn't have knee pads in the 80s. That was, this is like science fiction. We didn't have them in Europe.
You had to be a tough guy back in the day.
I know. When we ran for that, when we did that rush, I'll tell you what, we'll talk about that. Hang on. We're coming up on the break. We're getting lost in this, Dave. And that's good. Yeah. That's good radio. That's good stuff. Super Dave, you can find Super Dave on YouTube. At Super Dave Harrington, and the YouTube channel is worth worth your time because you'll get some instruction there if you go check it out. Not all the time, but sometime. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health. And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you.
are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now then, talking to Super Dave Harrington, we've been talking about kit and little stuff you can add to it and everything else, and I just got to the part about the knee pads and the elbow pads. For those of us that have bad knees, which I essentially have no cartilage left.
Right.
Have you had a knee replaced or both knees?
Oh, yeah, I've had bilateral knees. I had bilateral knees done. I'm good to go.
See, I'm wondering if that's something I should look into at some point.
Well, I will tell you this. I wish I would have done it many years earlier.
Does the VA cover that for you?
Yeah.
Okay. I may have to actually look at getting into the VA then. I haven't ever done anything with the VA.
Right.
But anyway, I digress. The knee pads, the elbow pads, the gloves, also a decent pair of boots. Because nowadays, when you came up, it was probably they issued you those really stiff leather boots, and then once you graduated, you could buy the Cochrane jump boots, right? Yeah.
Right.
And then you spent all of your free time, I mean, literally every hour was spent spit shining the Cochrane jump boot.
Yeah.
Which turned out...
Those were the days, weren't they?
They were the days, but it turned out, you know, once you got out there and you wore them a little bit, and then... Like when I got to Europe and I tried on a pair of Bundeswehrian combat boots from the German army, I was like, wow, what have I been doing to my legs all this time? I wore those for the rest of my time.
Right.
Because they were much, and nowadays the combat boot now is more like a high performance, extreme environment tennis shoe.
Is right, it? Exactly.
Did you ever get issued those when you were still serving?
Yeah, we had the hook on a boot we call the GSG9s, which is the boot that the GSG9 dudes used. And they were very pliable leather, and the soles were kind of a knobby, tractionish type sole. But they were the perfect rubber that wore extremely well for the job. But I would say as far as durability, not so much, man. You go through boots pretty quick. But they were the perfect boot. That was the only downside to them.
Right.
You know, to have the grippy soul that it had, you know, the trade-off was wear. But I've got a set of Under Armour boots that are similar to those boots now. They're extremely nice. If you're looking for like a fast action guy boot,
I think I have a pair of those. I think I actually have a pair of those.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
They are. I mean, I put them on now, and I'm like, wow. I wish we'd had these. I might still be in the Army if we'd had those.
Right. Well, so, let's wrap up on the kit thing. This is going to sound a little out there, dude.
Yeah.
But I actually have eye and ear protection with me. The, you know, it's all fun and games until you get an eye put out. Now, well, it's not like I'm going to walk around with it on, but when you, what are you going to do when you find yourself in a protracted set of circumstances?
Well, I mean, with the electronic earmuffs you got, if you got batteries for them, with the electronic earmuffs they make nowadays, they're actually
on the Defender scenario into a more active, you know, conducting yourself in a more active manner, I would say.
Yeah.
Something to consider, at least, you know, some form of eye pro.
Well, I mean, I have that and a pair of electronic earmuffs in my kit as well, simply because the earmuffs will help me hear better when I've got them on.
Oh, yeah.
And the iPro, I you know, that's just, that's, which we didn't have that in the 80s either, as I recall. I don't know exactly how it would have worked. I'm sort of glad that we won the Cold War. Because right. In the 80s, we were younger, we were tougher, but we were... compared to today's Army, we were just crazy.
Well, Ronnie Raygun put it on them, man, with Star Wars.
Yeah, he did. Made it easy, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He
made it easy on
that
me.
Was a very serious coup.
But, I don't find that too... I mean, I keep earmuffs next to my bedstand gun.
Right.
Because in shooting indoors, you know, discharging a gun indoors, you're going to lose hearing.
Right.
And I don't know how long that's going to happen, you know, how long I'm going to have to be involved in that. And I want to keep my hearing. Plus, they're going to lose their hearing, too. I'm almost certain they're not going to show up with Ear Pro if they're home invaders. They might.
Right.
But I doubt it. But, yeah, the Ear Pro and the iPro thing, I take that really seriously. Not necessarily because I... I'm worried about taking out eye because I've been popped in the face with it right below my eye with a ricochet.
Right.
And I was wearing ear pro and it just barely missed the ear pro. Eye pro. I was wearing eye pro and it just barely missed the eye pro. But, you know, yeah, I know that happened. So.
Oh, yeah. I took a ricochet, a 9-ball ricochet in the side of the head and it slapped a golf ball size knot on my head. In, I don't know, a millisecond. And that was not a pleasant moment.
I could imagine.
After I kind of figured out, you know, what actually happened, what actually took place. And we were taking down, me and a partner of mine were taking down a linear target, a bus, and... ball round dished, you know, into the side of the bus and came right back. Spanked me on the side of the head. And I had to sit out for a day or so. The stuff like that happens, man.
We got less than two minutes left. Do you concern yourself with stuff like helmets or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. At a minimum, man, just a Pro-Tech bicycle helmet will keep you from, your head from getting slapped around. Now, preferably, if you can afford it, ballistic headgear.
Yeah.
wearing his sexy looking ballistic headgear, that's really affordable. Do the best you can.
Yeah.
Because it is expensive when you start pricing it out.
Yeah, the headgear. The headgear part.
Your head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the headgear can set you back as much as a good plate carrier plate combo will. But anyway, before we run out of time, let me tell everybody how to find you one more time. The website is combatspeed.com. On social media, he is Dave Harrington and Super Dave Harrington on Facebook. And he has a YouTube channel called Super Dave Harrington. And he's coming to South Carolina at the beginning of November. We're going to hook up there, do a little filming. I might get to take a shot or two under his tutelage. It's going to be a good time, so I'm looking forward to that as well. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bell. Take care.
You betcha. Coming up next, it is going to, from BearingArms.com, it's Cam Edwards. Cam Edwards is back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, paired with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.